The college campuses of Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, and the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, transcribed, Washington and Lee University is out to defend the Quiz Bowl title it won last week against the Varsity Scholars of the University of Chicago. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's nice to have you with us for another battle of the undergraduate brains. Let's first go down to Lexington, Virginia tonight to meet the current champions. Back again to referee for the Washington and Lee team is Joe Moffitt of station WSLS in Roanoke. How does your squad look tonight, Joe?
They look good to me, Alan. I'd say just as bright as they were last week against Smith. Here they are to say hello.
Bob Paxton, Lexington, Virginia. Henry Turner, Bethesda, Maryland.
Fred Lackman, Lexington, Virginia.
Harold Quinn, Washington, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. There you have the Washington and Lee team. Now let's meet the challengers. We're going to switch now off to Chicago, where Dick Noble of NBC is on hand to serve as referee for the University of Chicago team. How are you tonight, Dick?
Boy, just fine, thanks, Alan. And I'm confident that this Chicago team will give the Washington and Lee boys something to worry about, too. Well, here they are to introduce themselves.
Stan Fox from Park Ridge, Illinois.
Sylvia Boyd, Boston, Massachusetts.
Joel Kupperman, Chicago.
Leonard Friedman, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, you've met both teams. Now, before Dick Dudley explains our Quiz Bowl rules, may I point out that we recognize full well that in putting the emphasis here in the College Quiz Bowl on a quick recall of specific facts, we're pointing up only one of the objectives of college education. But we're likewise giving you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found on every American campus. Now, Dick, how about those rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. Now, when the University of Chicago signals, you'll hear... And when Washington and Lee University signals, you'll hear... And by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to a toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Dick. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I will repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Coming up now is a toss-up question. If you get it right, you'll have a chance at a 20-point bonus. Our first toss-up tonight. According to the character Yankee Doodle, was the feather in his cap animal, vegetable, or mineral? Chicago.
Vegetable.
Sylvia Boyd, that was, Alan.
Right, Sylvia. Vegetable. Macaroni is usually made of a wheat flour paste. In Chicago, you've got a chance now at a 20-point bonus. For 20 points. Now, Chicago, anybody on your team are working together as a team on these bonus questions. For 20 points, can you tell us the difference between slander and libel? The difference between...
Stan Fox has the answer.
Okay.
Slander is spoken defamation of character, and libel is written defamation of character.
Exactly right for 20 points. Okay, here we go now. A fictional character, the Savoyard Vicar, is used by a famous French novelist philosopher as the mouthpiece for his own religious ideas. For 10 points, who was this philosopher? No takers? Chicago.
Leonard.
We'll try Descartes.
What was that?
Descartes.
Can you take it, Washington Lee?
Pascal.
No, I'm sorry, you both missed it. It's Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The vicar appears in Emile. All right, here we go back down to another toss-up question. You eat sukiyaki. For 10 points, what do you do with kabuki? Anybody? Washington and Lee.
Harold Quinn.
You dance one.
Right. I'll accept it. You dance. You could watch it. Kabuki is the traditional Japanese dance drama. All right. Washington Lee, you've got a chance now at a 30-point bonus. Anybody on the team? We're working together as a team. The names of certain authors, you know, often suggest certain activities or objects. For instance, if I were to say High Churchman, you might think of Alexander Pope. Or if I said a vital organ, you might be reminded of Bret Hart. Okay, now, you're going to get 10 points apiece for each of the literary personalities that you're able to recognize from the following. First of all, and for 10 points, rattling a lance.
Conference, Alan.
Okay.
We have the answer from Harold Quinn.
William Shakespeare.
Right, Shakespeare for 10 points. All right, now, what literary personality are you reminded of when I say the depth of a river?
Conference, we have the answer, Harold Quinn.
Mark Twain.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, now, what literary personality are you reminded of when I say payment of union dues?
Conference?
Time is called Chekhov. The automatic payment of union dues is called a Chekhov. Okay, now, before we get back to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz tonight, Dick.
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitner wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitner watch family, makers of fine watches since 1866. Those are the stakes. Well, now with just, we have 20 and a half minutes to go, and we have a tie between the University of Chicago and Washington and Lee. Now, back to a toss-up question. Alan?
30-30. The score is 30-30. And coming up, I want to tell you, is a 30-point bonus. A 30-point bonus coming up, it happens to be a musical bonus. All right, here's your toss-up. There have been recent reports that in the event of a business recession, the Eisenhower administration would advocate a public works program similar to the PWA of early New Deal days. For 10 points, tell us, who administered the PWA Chicago?
Yankees.
Right. 10 points. Harold Ickes. The question was interrupted. I was to say who administered the PWA under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. All right. And you answered Ickes, and you're correct. And you have now Chicago a chance at a 30-point musical bonus. You know, Broadway musicals have, in three outstanding instances, been based on music written by a serious composer for performances in concert halls. Now, we're going to play three songs from Broadway musical successes. They are not necessarily currently playing. And for 10 points each, you are to name both the show from which it came and the composer of the original melody. Now, do you understand that? The show and the composer. All right, here we go first.
Alan, we got it.
All right.
Here's
that's
Stan
from
Paul.
Song in Norway by Edvard Grieg.
Yes, and the name is... that's right. The show and the composer. Oh, man. Song of Norway based on music by Edvard Grieg. Right. Can you name the show and the composer for this?
My song of love.
Okay, Alan.
All right,
Stan Fox.
That's Song of Love, and it's Franz Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, first movement thereof.
Right. Right for 10 points. You got the name of the song, and you got the composer, but you neglected to give me the name of the show, which is the important...
Blossom Time.
Right, that did it. Okay. The 10 points are yours. All right, now, remember, you're to name the show and the composer of the original melody.
Take my hand.
Okay.
That's from Kismet. It's by Borodin.
That's right for 10 points, Chicago. What's the score now, Dick?
University of Chicago, 70 points. Washington and Lee, 30 points, and we have 18 minutes to go.
Coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. What fictional father advises his son to dress richly but not gaudily? Washington and Lee.
Polonius. Polonius.
Right. For 10 points. I'll finish the question. Advises his son to dress richly but not gaudily, for the apparel oft proclaims the man. The answer, of course, is Polonius from Shakespeare's Hamlet. And Washington and Lee, you have a chance now at a 30-point bonus. The score stands 70-40. Okay. Numbers have been making headlines recently. For 10 points each, Washington and Lee, I want you to tell us why each of the following numbers has made news of late. First of all, 2,220.
We have the answer from Henry Turner.
All right, Henry.
Just a minute. Harold Quinn.
All right, Harold.
That's the current score compiled by Frank Selby, the nation's leading basketball scorer.
No, that's not the number I'm looking for. The number 2,220 is the controversial number of people fired from their government jobs as security risks. A little different than this basketball score. Okay, here we go with another number. Now, see if you can get this, why this new number has made news. 13,284 feet. 13,284 feet.
Conference, Alan.
Confer away and give me an answer. Washington and Lee. Time is called on you.
All right, just a minute,
all right,
Alan.
Hurry.
Henry Turner.
Is that the two-mile run that...
Boy, you're on... You're stuck with those sports things. This happens not to be. That's the depth reached by the Frenchman who descended in Professor Picard's bathyscape. Okay? Now, see if you can tell me how these numbers made headlines recently. 90% reduced to 75%.
Harold Quinn.
That refers to the parity price the government's willing to pay on dairy products, butter.
Right, for 10 points. Okay. Score stands 70 to 50. 70 for Chicago, Washington, Lee, 50. And I want to tell you that coming up is a 50-pointer. A 50-point bonus is coming up. All right, on your toes. For 10 points, what regal-sounding flower is actually a wild carrot? Washington and Lee.
Bobby Paxton.
Queen Anne's lace.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, you got a 50-point bonus, Washington and Lee. Now listen, if I said J. Edgar and Herbert C. and asked you to make a flash association, you'd probably say Hoover, because the principal thing these two gentlemen have in common is the same last name. Now, I'm going to give you five groups of first names, sometimes coupled with middle names or initials, and you're going to get 10 points each time you can supply the correct last name. For 10 points, Cole and Catherine Ann.
Have the answer, Henry Turner.
Porter.
Right, Porter, right, for 10 points. Now, just a minute, Joe, would you sound your buzzer a second? I think maybe we got a noise in the line from you there. Yeah, we got to hit it again. Oh, that did it. All right, now knock it off. That did it. We got rid of that noise.
Okay,
we now remember we're trying to get the common last name here. For 10 points, Helen, Rutherford, and Patrick Joseph.
Fred Lockman.
Hayes.
Right, the actress, president, and cardinal. Hayes, okay. You'll get 10 more points, Washington Lee, if you can tell me who these gentlemen are. John, Thomas Edmund, and George. Their last name.
Conference on that, Alan.
John, Thomas Edmund, and George.
Fred Lockman.
Dewey.
Right. Philosopher, governor of New York, and admiral. Right, for 10 points. Okay, you'll get 10 more points if you can tell us the last name of these people. John, Franklin P., and James.
We have the answer, Harold Quinn.
Adams.
Right. President, author, and social worker, though the famous Jane Addams, of course, of Hull House, had two D's in her last name. Adams, for 10 points. Now you'll get all 50 in this question if you'll tell me the last names of Richard E. and Henry F.
On conference. Harold Quinn.
What did I hear?
Harold Quinn.
Bird.
Right, for 10 points. What's the score now, Dick?
Washington and Lee now has 110 points. The University of Chicago, 70, and we have 13 minutes to go.
All right, and coming up now is a musical toss-up. For 10 points, you are to signal as soon as you can tell us the season of the year named in the title of this composition. Washington and Lee.
No, Alan, that wasn't Washington Lee.
I think it was us.
All right, I got both lights there. I got Chicago, too. All right, Chicago, I'm sorry.
Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. Spring.
Spring, right for 10 points. And Chicago, you got a chance at a 40-point bonus. A 40-point bonus, Chicago, by recognizing Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. Let me see your signals. Let's test the signal. Chicago, signal. Right. Let me see your signal, Washington. Right. I got the lights here clean and fast. All right. Famous characters in fiction. Anybody in the Chicago team or work together as a team? Famous characters in fiction do a lot of loving, living, and fighting, especially fighting. For 10 points apiece, you are to identify now the following belligerents. First of all, they fought a battle over a ruined rattle. Who were they? 10 points.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Right, for 10 points, Sylvia Boyd. Okay, for Chicago. Now, he fought a city crowd by hurling burning objects from a high place into their midst.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Quasimodo.
Yeah, Quasimodo from the Hunchback of Notre Dame, right. Now, they fought a dramatic duel with a wager of 6 French swords against 6 Barbary horses. You'll hate yourself if you don't get this one. Who are they? Time is called. Hamlet and Laertes in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Neither collected, of course, because they were both killed. All right. He refused to fight, saying, discretion is the better part of valor. Who is
he? Falstaff.
Right for 10 points,
that
Chicago.
All right, hold it, Alan. That's halftime. The whistle is just blown, and that calls for a 1-minute timeout.
All right, and during the first 30 seconds of this timeout, I'm going to, as our custom is, to go to the challenging team. I'm going to the challenging team out at the University of Chicago to meet the people on the team out there and find out what your ultimate ambitions are. First of all, Stan Fox, what are you at? What are you planning to do when you finish college?
Well, I think I want to be a college professor. I think I'm going to major in social psych.
Well, that's very fine. Good to hear it, Stan. Sylvia Boyd, what are your plans after college?
I'll probably go into the theater and design sets.
Oh, that's very ambitious. Joel Kupperman, your plan?
I intend to go into philosophy.
Good. Leonard Friedman, what are you planning to do?
Go into medical school and after that specialize in psychiatry.
In psychiatry. Okay, those are the team. Those are the members of the team for University of Chicago. And now down to Lexington, Virginia. And tonight, I'd like to talk to you, Harold Quinn.
Hello, Alan.
How are you, Harold? Tell
fine.
Me, what's new on the Washington and Lee campus this week?
Well, things are just about getting back down to normal, Alan. We had a holiday Monday to celebrate George Washington's birthday.
You all really celebrate it down there, don't you?
We certainly do. You know, George Washington was prominently connected with the history of Washington and Lee.
In what way?
In the 1790s, when Washington and Lee was called Liberty Hall Academy, George Washington made a very large gift of money to our university, and because of this, the name was changed to Washington College. And as a matter of fact, income from that George Washington gift is still paying approximately $2.50 toward the tuition of each student enrolled at Washington and Lee today.
Oh, that's very interesting, and thank you very much. Now, I think we better get back to our quiz.
Right, Alan, and the score now. Washington and Lee University, 110. The University of Chicago, 110. All tied up with 9.5 minutes to go.
You mean we got a tie here? Okay, on your toes. I've got a 25-point bonus coming up. I'm going to call the bonuses as they come. All right. In the familiar poem, Barber Frietchie, you'll remember the lines, a shade of sadness, a blush of shame over the face of the leader came. Now, for 10 points, tell us the two lines which directly... Washington and Lee.
Harold Quinn.
Who touches a hair of yon gray head dies like a dog.
Oh, Washington Lee, I'm sorry. You're penalized 5 points. I will complete the question for you, Chicago. You remember the lines, a shade of sadness, a blush of shame, over the face of the leader came. Now for 10 points, tell us the two lines which directly precede this couplet. Can you take it, Chicago? Anybody in the Chicago?
Sylvia knows it.
Shoot if you must, this old gray head must bear your country's flag, she said.
Right for 10 points. Okay, Chicago, you got a 25-point bonus. This is a bonus question on patriotic etiquette. A bonus question on patriotic etiquette. When the American flag is carried, now listen, in a procession with other flags or pennants, there are only two acceptable positions for the American flag to have in relationship to the others. 25 points now if you can name those two positions. Anybody in the Chicago team?
To the center or to the right?
Work it over. Time's called. Time is called.
In the center or above?
No, I cannot accept above. In a procession with other flags or pennants, the flag may be carried only to the right of all other flags or in front of all other flags. Okay. We're going back now to a toss-up question with a 30-point musical bonus coming up. 10 points is the reward if you can identify the operatic character who lustily cries, Yo-ho-to-ho! Washington and Lee.
Brunhilde.
Right, for 10 points. All right, Washington and Lee, here's your musical bonus worth 30 points if you get all three parts. Listen carefully. We're going to play the official state songs of three states in the United States. For 10 points apiece, you are to match the state with a song. Here goes. For what state is this the official song?
All right, we have the answer, Brad Lachman.
Florida.
Right, for 10 points. Florida, Swanee River is the song. Okay. For what state is this the official song?
Moonlight's fair tonight along the water.
Fred Lachman.
From the field.
Indiana.
Right, for 10 points. Now, listen carefully. For what state is this the official song?
Give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Conference, Allen. Conference.
All right, hurry.
Fred Lachman. Fred
Wyoming.
Sorry, it's Kansas. The Home on the Range is a state song for Kansas. Okay, what's the score now, Dick?
Washington and Lee back ahead with 135 points. University of Chicago, 120 points and 6 minutes to go.
Here we go with a toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us. What two presidents of the United States died on the 50th anniversary of the... Washington and Lee.
Oh, no.
What? Yes. Fred Lachman.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Right for 10 points. They got that buzzer in just by a split second ahead of you, Chicago. The question was, died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, and here we go now. May I point out just again here that our electronic selector is so designed that only one signal can get through the light board up here in front of me in Radio City. Occasionally, you may believe that you hear both tones simultaneously, but let me tell you, the first tone to register, even by the smallest fraction of a second, automatically flashes a light right here and makes it impossible for the other light to go on. Thus, with this electronic selector, we're never in doubt which team is first to press the button. Okay, here we go. Here is your 40-point bonus, Washington and Lee. It's a question to test your memory. We'll give you 10 points for each of the following famous bridges that you can identify. The bridge associated with the Fair Lady.
Conference, Allen. We have the answer from Fred Lachman.
London Bridge.
Right. London Bridge for 10 points. Now, the rude bridge that arched the flood.
Conference, Allen. We have the answer coming up.
Hurry.
Bobby Paxton.
Hurry. Time?
No, we don't.
Time. The bridge at Concord and that Emerson described and conquered him. All right. The Venetian Bridge, over which prisoners were transported from the Hall of Judgment to the place of execution.
Harold Quinn.
The Bridge of Sighs.
Right, for 10 points. And finally, for 10 more points, Washington and Lee, a bridge associated with the number 52.
Conference, Allen. Just a moment.
All right, hurry. Time.
All right, Harold Quinn.
Here, come on.
The Golden Gate.
No, I'm sorry. It's the game of bridge, and that was a trick question. Okay, here we go. What's the score, Dick?
Washington and Lee now, 165. University of Chicago, 123 and a half minutes to go.
25-point bonus coming up for 10 points. Where did the following people live? Will Scarlett, George Green, and Washington and Lee.
Bobby Paxton.
Sherwood Forest.
Right, for 10 points. Boy, you beat it just by a second. I was to ask, and Friar Tuck. I was to ask Will Scarlett, Georgia Green, and Friar Tuck, but you got the right answer, and you got a 25-point bonus here, Washington and Lee. Now, I'm going to describe the last names of five pop singers, five popular singers. And for 5 points apiece, You are to identify them, first of all, and you must work quickly here, and you must come up within 3 seconds. Mr. McGregor is watching the clock. First, a vocalist whose last name is the same as a certain large university.
Conference, Allen.
Time is called Don Cornell. Next, a singer whose last name means a distiller.
Huddle. Why, we have the answer, Bobby Paxton.
Teresa Brewer.
Right, for 5 points. Right, for 5 points. Okay. A singer whose last name means a line of light.
Conference, Allen. All right, fellas, you have the answer?
Johnny Ray. Johnny Ray. 5 more points here if you can tell us the vocalist whose last name means an errand boy.
We have the answer, Fred Lockman.
Patty Page.
Right, for 5 points. Now, for 5 more points and your last one here, a singer whose last name is a division of time.
Conference on that, Ellen. All right, fellas, you got the answer. All right, we have it 3 ways. Harold Quinn.
Doris Day.
All right, here we go. All right, what's the score now, Howard?
Well, Washington and Lee, 190. Dick. University of Chicago, 120. And we have 1.5 minutes to go.
All right, William Jennings Bryan made a famous speech coming up as a 20-point bonus. William Jennings Bryan made a famous speech in which he said, "You shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns. You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold." For 10 points, what was he talking about? Chicago. Hurry up.
The gold-silver controversy. Gold standard versus silver.
That's right. The gold standard he was talking about. Okay, Chicago. Now you got a chance at a 20-point bonus. In a psychological experiment, as the dog was fed every day, a bell was rung simultaneously. Eventually, the ringing of the bell alone without any...
Is that Pavlov before you go on, please?
What?
Is that Pavlov you're asking about?
No.
Conditioned reflexes?
I'm asking for conditioned reflex. That's the right answer. Well, I'll finish the question. Without any food being brought, caused the dog's mouth to water, and I want you to tell me the phenomenon.
Quick.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question for 10 points. What famous poem ends with these two lines? "These delights if thou canst give, mirth with thee I mean to live." Chicago. Can you take it, Washington and Lee?
Allegro.
Just a moment. Conference, all right. Let's
all right,
go,
no, no conference. Allegro is right, but I'll throw it out. Here we go with the toss-up question. For 10 points, think back on your mythology and tell us what physical characteristics the three following creatures share. A hippocampus, a centaur, and a hippogriff. Washington and Lee.
Fred Lockman.
They're all part horse.
Right, they were all part horse. Okay, here we go. Washington Lee with a 15-point bonus.
15 points.
No, that's 20-point bonus coming up. I beg your pardon. For 20 points, what biblical...
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm so tired. Hurry on. The game is over for this week, and the final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 150 points for the University of Chicago and 200 points for the winner, Washington and Lee University. Well, now to each member of the Chicago team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitner wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitner family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Washington and Lee University will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Washington and Lee will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars at Princeton University. And now, once again, here is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, may I congratulate Washington and Lee University, and may I say to you, wonderful team for the University of Chicago, to Stan Fox, Sylvia Boyd, Joel Kupperman, Leonard Friedman, you did a great job. It was one of the tightest fights we've ever had here in the College Quiz Bowl. Next week, Washington and Lee meets Princeton, and the following week, we're going to have varsity scholars from Barnard College, Syracuse University, University of Colorado, so... Be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for the Chicago University, Dick Noble of NBC Chicago, and for Washington and Lee University, Joe Moffitt of station WSLS Roanoke. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. This is Dick Dudley speaking.
Enjoy the NBC Symphony next on the NBC Radio Network.